Welcome to another episode of Wearable Takeover. I am your host, Lakeisha Greenwade, also known as Coach L, and here I am bringing you the best in the field of wearable technology from around the world. So if you are a researcher, a student, an activist, or just a novice, or someone that's just interested in what is this wearable technology, you do not want to miss this episode as I bring before you Dr. Pietro Merola. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Pietro Merola. He's a Brazilian, a geek, entrepreneur, black belt in judo, and also a practitioner. He's a scientist of physical exercise and sport, focused on research in high-intensity interval training and neurosciences. He is a game designer, creator of new Exer games, and CEO and founder of the startup Move Sapiens. He classifies himself as a dreamer and optimist, and you will also see him as an ADHD activist. So please, for my audience, I invite you to welcome in your virtual realm, Dr. Pietro Merola, who graduated from the University of Sao Paulo as an Exer game designer. So Dr. Merola, I know during our pre-interview prep, you were just like, just call me Pietro, but I want to make sure you got those credentials because you were finishing your doctorate during the pandemic. Let's talk about that first. What was that like for you in Brazil? Tell us exactly where you are in Brazil, and what was that like completing your PhD?
Thank you. Firstly, hello, everyone. My name is Pietro Merola. First, it's a pleasure to stay here in Wearable Takeover with you, Lakeisha. I really admire your work that you have been doing in America. We are very excited to be share our work in South America with your community.
Thank you so much.
Well, about my history, on professional side, I'm kinesiologist. I've always working directly with sports science, rehabilitation. My involvement with the sport came from just a child, because I practiced judo. Through my career, I have always been involved with scientific research. Sometimes I think I pull it over of the practice. I am I'm a rat lab sometimes. I completed my master's and my doctorate in the area of physiology and sports science. Especially, I've worked in my PhD with placebo and neuroscience during high intensity interval training. This is my specialty.
Okay, so let's pause right there. So I love this because neuroscience is a hot topic in the research world, especially in the United States. There's a lot of focus there, and we deal with a lot of research institutions that are like, all right, we definitely want to study the brain, talk about neuroscience and whatnot. So just to kind of backtrack, you said that from an early age, you got involved in your specific field through judo and movement activity. Is that correct?
Correct.
And so when did you get to experience more of the science side of it? So knowing that there's movement involved in judo, when did you get involved in more of the technical or the deeper scientific side of your work? How old were you around?
Yeah. It's about 20 years. 20 years. I began to research scientific initiation. I take my black belt in judo. I have 17 years. I'm not so good in judo. I go to Olympics. But I have a black belt.
Well, it's so funny you say that because my first and only time in Brazil was for the Olympics.
Nice.
When they were in Rio. And so that is not where you and I met, actually. You and I met, I don't know how many years ago it's been now, but we met online. And why don't you tell our guests where you and I met and what were we doing?
Excuse me, can I repeat?
Oh, yeah. So when you and I met, we were at a hackathon for MIT.
Yeah, MIT, yes, right? Hackathon, awesome.
Yes. So we were participating in a hackathon And so I'm putting a little plug here because Wearable Tech Ventures, who is one of the great beneficiaries of this podcast, is hosting a virtual hackathon in July 2022. So if we could just let's discuss a hackathon. And was that your first hackathon you attended that you and I did together at MIT? What were you hoping to come out of that? And you know, how did that help you with where you are right now?
Fantastic, Lakwish. I will prepare to talk about it because a big shift that I had in my career is the first MIT hackathon in person in Brazil in January. It's the mind shift in my career. I participated in person and said, wow, I changed my mind. So before this, I thought about, I've been a researcher, a lecturer. After the hackathon, I think, well, I have the possibility to do more things. It's possible to create a company. About it, after this hackathon, the pandemic was come, and changed many things, and this we have many pains, many problems, many hard times in pandemic, and I start to apply in many international hackathons. Nice. MIT COVID Challenge, MIT COVID Hacking the Racism, and it's awesome. I'm being connected to many people, learn many things, and I connected many amazing people like you.
Oh, I love it. And I'm so excited to be connected with you as well. And I'm glad you shared that because many people here in the States still have never experienced a hackathon. And when they want to know what can they get out of it, you're a perfect example of someone that has already had the education, that's been able to apply it, but you found benefit with connecting with others that could help propel you forward. And so let's transition to your current company, MoveSapiens. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your company, your startup, and you've had some amazing news recently. So why don't you share with our community some of the recent highlights?
So the MoveSapiens is about is something like a purpose. And when I participate in international online hackathons, I have just a possibility to bring something like that. Because we know in science that the physical exercise is a solution for a health, for a mental health, for physical health. But the real problem, the database show why people don't exercise or don't engage to exercise adequate routine exercise practice. The main problem about the World Health Organization is the lack of time and the lack of motivation.
Mm-hmm.
We try to hack exercise and create hacking time and hacking motivation. It's about my purpose. I'm ADHD and dyslexic. I every time I gamify my life to survive in this hard world. And this is a MoveSapiens talk about where gamify the physical exercise using neuroscience and high intensity interval exercise training. And not just so that we created an immersion and a sci-fi plot about this. We create a community engage about that. MoveSapiens is a purpose, is a movement. We said the MoveSapiens is about the guys who like be different.
Yes. Okay, so let me tell you something. I'm pretty sure there are a number of medical providers that are super excited that you've hacked motivation and you have hacked exercise because many of us during the pandemic put on a few quarantine pounds. And so what you're saying is that you hacked the motivation to help people to get to move. So how exactly does this work?
So it's so hard, because when we talk about the exercise and motivation, we mix these things. Firstly, we use the principles of high intensity interval training. Reduce time and increase the intensity. We follow the, I like too much the famous researcher of all from Canada, Martin Djibala. And I use this these concepts, and not so just that we bring also the game design. The game design we will create it, and motivation and habits, and about this we test with smartphones, but the guys said no, this is so boring. Smartphones not so cool for gaming. It's not engagement, not motivating. So guys, why you need VR? So we go to VR, and the guys, our solution is in VR. We develop a high intensity interval training in VR. Our contest is our difficulty, and we will try to you have. Difficulties to create, but we work hard for this. Is a killer balance the cognitive task with game design and the load of exercise. This is the balance, and we in new era, and the physical trainers are also game designers. I don't. This is the new world.
Yes. Yes, that's wonderful. So what we heard you say is that our guests, if they want to access it, they have to be in VR. So they have to have is there a particular VR headset that they have to have in order to access your game?
Well, initially we are prototyping for Oculus Quest 2. But, okay. We think can be used others devs. But initially, our prototype is for Oculus Quest 2.
Okay, for Quest 2. And so you recently won an award, is that correct?
Yes. We participated in an incubation in south of Brazil, city of Florianópolis. And we are the first place in the city. In this incubation, also we are incubation from São Paulo, from HackMed, is another place, other program that we have third place.
Wow! So you have two placements. You have a first place and a third place winning from an incubator and another entrepreneurial contest.
Yeah.
So you're a winner. You're a winner. We deal with winners here. We deal with amazing winners and innovators. I'm so excited. So what are the next steps for your game platform? What do you hope to accomplish within the next 5 years?
So the next steps is the launch of the game. We will launch the game in July in São Paulo. Yeah, in São Paulo, HackMed conference, and for this, we will launch. The next steps, we validate, and create community. Our difference is our co-creating now times our game with our community. Wearables technology is invited to participate to our community and improve our game, because our game is not. Is not a definitive solution. We have always to adapt, create. We know we have the awareness. The game market is very, very competitive. We have our strategies to enter in the market, creating our community. And also, firstly, initially in Brazil, different from America, we have less people to access to VR in Brazil. In Latin America, we have this this compromise to spread this technology for people.
I love it. So it sounds like you're launching in July, and around the same time that we are launching our camps and our hackathons. So maybe we could talk offline and see if our community could test it as well, in addition to your launch there in Brazil.
Awesome.
That would be wonderful. I love it. So, okay. So can you explain to our audience the concept of Exer Games, the entire category, and also share why it's important that parents not chastise their children for gaming so much?
The concept, Laquisha, of game design for our people is a physical exercise that has a instant feedback. It's a physical exercise and a video game in some time. The what is so special in Exer Game? Because the instant feedback.
Mm.
Only the games offer that. And we put these concepts in exercise. Oh, I make a movement. You receive an instant feedback. This is awesome in point of neuroscience. It's not trivial. It's great. I forget the word in English.
Process or?
No.
And you're doing well, by the way.
A gift.
Okay.
A gift.
That's wonderful. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
Created a system of gift. I forget the word in English, pardon me. But this is also only the games offer this opportunity, and we also have this possibility of Move Sapiens and other Exer games to change the game. The games not are also better for your health. You can use the all loops of feedbacks for good, for people who exercise. In Exer Games movement is that we use games with in the logic of exercise. That's we having we in Exer Game we using the magical circle. We create a universe, an illusion to people exercise.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So tell us, How did you come up with the game? How long did it take? And what does your team look like? Or did you develop this by yourself?
I developed by my team. I have three guys in my group.
Okay.
One is a medical doctor. Another is a student of bioengineering. This is a professional gamer also. This guy is very, very cool in my group, my friend.
Okay.
And we developed this game. We not are in our base game development. We are from health, but we learn technologies to develop game. Because this, we are so different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sports scientist that develop games. I have a bioengineer in my team that develop games, and also we have a other perspective to build our games.
I love it. And that's one of the things I love about what we're building in the wearable tech ecosystem by Wearable Tech Ventures is bringing different people together to solve problems that we face every day. And you are an example of what can come out of that. And I love that you've been winning. I love that you're incredibly intelligent.
No. I just work hard.
You work hard.
Growing mindset. Just
growing
that.
Mindset. That's a key nugget, though. The importance of having a growing mindset. And what I love is here you are, you're working on your PhD, and you still took the initiative to learn something new in the gaming world to develop a new product. So for anyone that is out there and you might be saying, technology's not for me, I didn't grow up with that, I'm not going to touch it, I leave that to everyone else. No, this is an open field. As long as you have an open mindset and are willing to learn, you could be like Dr. Morella. Yes, lifelong learning. You could come out on top like he did, developing a solution for all of us to use that is also very, very, very fun. Okay, so tell me this. So when coming together to develop the solution, how long did it take from developing the idea to having a prototype that you've been able to test?
I think it's about 4 or 5 months. For build the prototype on Unreal Engine that we use. We host our product on Epic Store. Firstly, we have the possibility to race inside the Epic Games, and after that we about the terms of Lean Startup. We test our product without VR, using smartphones, using other possibilities. This process we test is about, I think, more than 1 year, I think.
Okay. So a year of dedication to this. And were you done with your doctoral program, or were you completing it and working on this at the same time?
Same time last year, I write my PhD thesis and create Move Sapiens at the same time.
I love it. So I'm gonna put you on blast here while we're online, and you know what, we need arms and we need partners in other areas, and so I'm hoping you would be one of our ambassadors in Brazil for Wearable Adventures.
We
would love to have you on the team in that capacity, and especially because you've overcome so many challenges. So let's at the start of our show today, you mentioned that you're an ADHD activist, that you've overcome dyslexia. What has that been like for you from the learning perspective, living, and then moving into this world of being a startup founder?
This is so emotional because it's my purpose of my life. The Move Sapiens is a creation about that, because I need to survive every time, gamify my life. And my purpose is to help people to turn life more easy, and create it. It's hard for me because anytime you do this thing this way, no, it's hard for me. I need to find new ways. I need to gamify. And my purpose is help these people that have difficulties of learning, of in your job. And for me, I could help this people to improve yourself, craft yourself, that like I said in Move Sapiens. This is my purpose, and help too many people that have this difficulty to explore your potentials. I think it is that the life will hit you hard, but you stay strong and growing on that.
I love it. And I love that you're so passionate about this. And speaking to you gives me chills and reminds me of all the hard times I've had with even building this platform of Wearable Tech Ventures, that there has been purpose because I've been able to meet people like you who are also changing the world. And I love that the founders and those that are dedicated to this industry are so passionate and put people first. And everyone here is developing with purpose. So I want to thank you so much for developing with purpose. Let's go. I want to get back to your condition. And I want to know, do you have any tips for our listeners who also may be suffering or trying to navigate life with dyslexia or ADHD? What tips or motivation can you give them today?
So, guys, I think is the tips that I talk about is always learning. Life is our learning. Read too much. I have been reading, and even with dyslexia, I have been practice to read, to learn things, to learn with loops. And loops is our best professors. and people help people, community. This is friendship. I think people, friendship, growing mindset, and keep going, keep forward. Falling down, judo, this is awesome for me because you're falling down, raise again, and fight again.
Yes. Yes, keep fighting.
Keep fighting. I think it's keep fighting. The life will hit you hard, and you need to keep keeping forward. And use your potential. You are sometimes dyslexia and ADHD. Just give us a gift. You are too much creative for other things. it's also I use it something like our superpower.
Absolutely, it's your superpower. I love it, and you're a true genius there. Getting back to the startup side, and by the way, that was wonderful advice for everyone out there. Some magnificent gems, and you'll be able to meet Dr. Marola virtually this July if you register with us for the hackathon, and we'll have some notes in the show notes for you. But from a startup perspective, a lot of founders in the United States often question how to get funding for their ideas and their work. So would you mind taking us down the path of your journey of how you came from ideation? How did you fund your project? And what are some things that you're looking forward to in the future related to that?
Yeah. So, Laquisha, we have been fighting for this. I mean, founding is something very, very hard. I think is belief. It's always believe, try, is hard. Sometimes I have to pay my bills, and it's very hard. I think is keeping forward, trying, running out, not stay paralyzed, move, act,
yes,
and try and communicate, connect, moved. I think is act to bring a founding, because I will tell you, it's not hard, but it's not easy, but we can bring more easy with act, move, and I think is that.
That's helpful. So did you self-fund your venture, and did you find other investors or grants to help you along the way?
Self-investment? Firstly, family and friends.
Yes.
family and friends, our community, friends. This is ecosystems that I'm engaging in Brazil. Oh, I pitch my proposal, engage also here my project. Oh, you can use my VR system. It's something like that, guys.
Yes.
Something like that.
Outstanding. And I like that you were transparent and truthful. And one of the things I have noticed, and I've talked to founders and, you know, I've experienced as well, is that in the wearable community, we're incredibly unique. And there are many investors that are not knowledgeable of all the opportunities here. And so, you know, it's part of my mission to assist founders like yourselves so that you can focus on developing this innovation that's going to help the world without that stress or strain of funding that comes along with it. So, okay. So with that said, so do you anticipate going to an accelerator? Because you just, you know, got first place in an incubator. Do you anticipate applying to an accelerator or, you know, looking for additional funding over the next year?
Yeah, we're seeking about that to accelerate, and we're seeking for Blue Sky and an accelerator. And yeah, we bringing for especially for next year. We have an ambition, a big ambition. A dream. Our dream of our team is go to Y Combinator. I don't know if we don't, but we will try to do that.
You can do
apply
it.
Apply every year. We try to go to Valley, but we.
Okay, perfect. So you said that you are applying to Y Combinator. And for those that are listening, they may not be familiar with Y Combinator, but Y Combinator is based out of the United States in California. And Y Combinator offers, I believe, every quarter, if not more frequent than that, an opportunity to join a community of aspiring founders and established founders where you go through this program. And then you can also win funding or place into their particular accelerator. So kudos to Y Combinator for all the work that you have done. I've actually been through their program twice, moonlighting, just to kind of discover the community. And it definitely is beneficial. So for those of you that are listening and maybe thinking, maybe I have an idea and I want to try it out, definitely go to Y Combinator. And Y Combinator did not pay us to say this, but go to their website and engage in their free online community. So, all right. So we're rooting for you for that. You're going to apply to Y Combinator, accelerator and funding. Okay. What else, if anything?
Yeah, we seeking for accelerators in Brazil and other place, not to, because we know our game is very, very little prototype. Mm-hmm. To enter in the market of game, we have a big project. We need arms for that. We need to create something big.
Absolutely.
And time by time, we invest in our community in Brazil, in South America, in Baltimore.
Yes, I love it. And so, okay, so your game is available on the Epic Games platform. Is that what you said?
You use the system to host, not yet open. Firstly, we use our software initially for thinking in Brazilian and Latin America proposed. We use in company SaaS. Software as a service, because it's more suitable for Latin America reality, because not any people will have VR, and the business will have the VR to offer for employees, because we need to create a culture also in Latin America of the use of VR, to bind the device. We have a data about this. We have many people, less people than America, that will have VR in Latin America. But we have a data that 14 million of people just only in Brazil, we have VR devices with the advent of Metaverse.
I love it.
Next month.
Wow, I love it. Okay, so the opportunities there in Brazil are growing. Do you see the startup community growing there as well?
Yeah. Our community is about the person by person. We focus now, not so only in virtual society. We are more focused in human relationship, direct contact. We created our community in Porto Alegre, South City in Brazil, Florianópolis, São Paulo, and we spread our Move Sapiens community.
I love it. Well, I would love to be a part of that. And when it's clear and safe to get out there and, you know, work with you guys as you're doing that. And maybe we can create some additional awareness about wearables and the opportunities that are there. What would you say to those that are just learning about the industry, the wearable tech industry today? What advice or what statement can you give to those that are saying, this might seem interesting?
It's about some topic or something I think is interesting to research.
Oh, you said it's interesting. You think the wearable tech industry is interesting? Is that what you were saying?
The world that I talk about, the wearable industry, I think is awesome.
And it's so much more. It is so much more than the traditional watch. It is so much more, than jewelry or whatnot. And you are definitely innovating in this particular space. And so I'm excited to watch your journey, support you in any way that we can, and definitely share your launch with our community. And hopefully we can have you at the hackathon this July. Virtually, and maybe you can mentor or coach some of our attendants there too. That would be awesome.
Oh, also awesome! I'm at your disposal to co-create with your community, and we are together. That we say in Brazil, tamo junto.
Now you have to help me say that. Say it slower so I can say it.
We are together. In Portuguese, tamo junto.
Tamo junto.
Tamo junto.
Tamo junto. Okay, I speak Portuguese now, people. So, Dr. Marola, it's been an absolute pleasure, not only speaking with you today, but having worked with you in the past in a virtual environment. And for our listeners, we have not met in person yet, but that has not been a barrier in us connecting and supporting one another with ideas. And so one day, whether it be in Brazil, the U.S., or somewhere else, as we are waving the wearable tech flag, will finally see Dr. Marola and myself together being the champions for wearables. But in the meantime, I encourage you to share this episode with someone who may have ADHD, with someone who may have dyslexia, so that they can see what they can become if they have a growth mindset. So in the show notes, we'll have some links so that you can access Dr. Marola and his team and any other products, as well as many of the offerings that are coming out of the Wearable Takeover podcast community. So thank you so much, Dr. Marola. And do you have anything else to add before we close today?
Thank you very much, Lakisha. It's a pleasure to talk with you. And we are together with the wearable technology community. We are together.
Thank you so much. Thanks, folks. We hope you'll join us for our next episode.